Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM.
All right, good afternoon. Hello, friends. Ready to do some DJ radio. Radio DJ. I'm your radio DJ for the next 2.5 hours. With bam, 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 bam. Hit, 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 hit. JP's here as well.
Producer JP right over here.
I'm the top jock. You're the hot producer.
That's right.
What's this? This is... I actually saw this last week, right? It was early last week. And ever since, because I've been dropping the kids to... Usually dropping the kids to school in the car. And stopped at traffic lights. I've found myself doing it to other cars.
Oh, yeah.
This is a video where someone has put, I suppose, speech to indicator lights.
Okay.
So, have you not seen this?
No.
So, you know, on some cars, I'd guess like the more expensive cars, this one's an Audi, but I think it has it on Beamers or yeah.
Oh, the moving indicators, the slide.
The swiping sort of. Knight Rider.
That's an upgrade, yeah.
The swoosh of an indicator light rather than an actual... So I think they're turning left. Have a listen.
Oh, left, left, left. Excuse me. I'm going to make a left, left move. You don't have money like me.
That works.
Left, left. And then when it's going, if they were indicating right or there's an Audi, Audi or Audi, what you say?
I'd say Audi, but then, you know, that's just me being pretentious.
Audi, Audi, let's call the whole thing off. Similarly, if someone's going right, I'd be sitting in the car, my own going, right, right, ooh, look at me, I'm turning right, right.
Oh, left, 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 excuse me.
Can I just ask, what's the point in those? Is it just showing off?
They look nice and you're showing off,
it's
yeah.
It's just showing off.
No way.
Why can't you be flicking like all the rest of us? Show offs.
Today FM.
Cash machine. It was a rollover yesterday, we got no answer. Sam Smith, Unholy, Today FM. All right, good afternoon. We play the music you love. So the song ended, right? And we were chatting. And we had no idea that the song was over. How long was it off for? How long was it gone?
Couple of seconds.
Was it only a few seconds? Yeah, was it? Yeah. It could have been half an hour for all I would have
Guys,
noticed.
Guys, this is work time, yeah. Not play time. This is work time now until half four, yeah.
Oh, look at him cracking the whip.
Heads in the. Get your head in the game, yeah?
Look at him cracking the whip.
Okay.
Oh, he's so sexy when he's bossy, isn't he, Orla?
Producer JP over here.
Look at him produce. He's got the clipboard out. Mm. He's got the whistle around his neck.
Yeah.
I tell you, he's producing the bejesus out of the show today.
Where's the rest of that bed, Ray?
Oh, when do you want me to fire?
I'd like it to kick in now.
Do you want me to say the gang's all here?
I go on then.
The gang's all here.
Hey.
Oh, so hot when he's bossy, when he takes charge, when he takes control of the broadcast. Ooh, he's so masculine. Ooh, he's such a manager. Have you considered management? Because it really suits you. Ooh, management is so sexy on you.
Ooh. I usually spare the rod. But I thought this time, no, I'm going to use it.
Oh, he's using the carrot this afternoon. No, he was using the carrot yesterday afternoon, boys and girls. And this afternoon, he's using the stick. And I love it. We all good? We all good today?
Yeah.
What have we got? I don't think my voice notes are going in, are they?
Sorry.
Oh, there they are, sorry. 0874-100-102. Carmel is over there. Oh, Carmel's asking about the cash machine, actually. Carmel?
Ray and gang, hi. Is it wrong to put the win for the cash call in capital letters?
You can put it in as either, because it's all done on computer, Carmel. So, if you're texting in on the cash machine, €30,827.53. If you're texting in the word win, it can be win in capitals or it can be win in small letters. As long as it sees the win at the beginning of the text, it throws you in, apparently. So either or either, babes.
Just saying. Mm. I'm hoping mine will get noticed quicker by doing it that way. What do you think?
Well, where'd you put in W? I love heart emoji. Blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow. Not for Ukraine, for the Today FM colours. No, it doesn't work. It has to be W-Y-N. And again, it's not. There's no noticing because I think it's all done on computer, like it's a randomizer. So I don't think it's. I don't think human eyes necessarily.
No, it's all the AI these days, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's the robots. The robot will pick you out, Carmel. So don't sweat it. If you text in, as long as you get win in, you're grand. And who's that over there? That's there's no name on that, sorry.
Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Just wondering, did you ever find out the song your son was trying to describe to you the other day?
No, and a few people have said this to me. This is Andrew Foley, my 8-year-old, trying to work out what the song... Oh, do I have it there? Sorry, will I go get a few?
Singing sensation, Andrew Foley.
Andrew Foley. He sent me a voice note asking me what this song is.
Da, na, 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 no. Na, 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 na.
I swear to God, this ruined our night the other night. Because I was like, oh, we're going to get it and I'll have it on the radio the next day and we'll sort it out. And ever since, we've been going through the spot, like every kind of Spotify playlist, like kids' playlists. The Hugh Jackman film, The Greatest Singer?
Showman.
Greatest Showman. So we've gone into that, we've listened to all those songs, then we've listened to the songs that are similar to those songs, then we've gone to the radio for each song of those songs to try and find it. Nothing. I tell you what, it's a lost cause. Do you know why? Because he's a terrible singer. It's probably something else entirely. Right, we'll do the roll call after Panic at the Disco on Today FM. Panic at the Disco and High Hopes Today FM, playing the music you love. Is that the song?
Shane on text says, is that not the song?
Da, na, na, na,
no, it's not.
Na, na, na.
At what point do they do high hopes and the oh the horns on it, is it at the beginning of it? Sorry, hang on. Could that be weird? I wasn't being funny.
This would
I was
be
just,
the weirdest accident of all
just,
time.
I just wanted to play the song because your man announced that they're what's his name? Yuri?
Brendan
Urie. He said that Panic at the Disco are no more.
Aww.
Now go together.
Da, na, 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 na,
na. I wouldn't be. Do you
You're
know?
Not far
it's
off.
It's off. Like he's.
It's in the conversation.
I never said he was going to be. He's not going to be performing Phantom of the Opera anytime soon. You know. Today FM playing the music you love. High Hopes, Panic at the Disco. Good afternoon. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray. That's JP.
Arla Armand.
Hey ho. And your text this afternoon 0874 100 102. We're nearly there, guys. Come on, it's Thursday. I'm really feeling it. I'm really needing it. I'm really feeling it. On Show Foley Show, today's a good day. I take the wins where I get them from Jer, who says he loves the show.
Hey.
Jer. Jer, good to have you. And we love you too. And yeah, today is a good day, actually. So just focus on today and try. This is what happens to me all the time when I have a good day. I go, right, now hold on to this. Hold on to this. So that when there's a bad day, you can just go try and flick into the mic. You can't. If you could bottle it, if you could grab the thing that makes today a good day.
I think they have bottled it and you get it in Tesco for about €10 or under.
Are you joking?
Could be South African, Australian, you know, it depends what you like, Chardonnay. Where
is it in the toiletries? Oh, right, hang on. It's the off license
quite
on. Marianne Shaw, how long is too long to go without washing the car? It's black, but it looks grey because I haven't washed it since October. Here's the thing, Mary. You let it go. You just pretend you now have a grey car.
You wait until the summer when the roads are dry and there's no spray.
There's no point, because the minute you do it, it's filthy again. And hi, Ray, I'm almost sure cascading indicators is how Audi described them in the brochure from Mark. Cascading indicators. We can do a no recession round here, actually. Cascading indicators. No recession round here. I told you, today's a good day. And Brendan's over there, 0874 100 102. Brendan?
Hiya, Ray.
Hello, lad.
Those indicators you're talking about, they're called dynamic indicators.
Oh, dynamic.
Not a fancy word. to say it'll cost you €1,200 a pop for one. Yeah. Simple as that. Have a good day. Love the show.
Hey, Brendan. Cheers, Brenda. Good to have you. Cheers, pal. So it's a fancy way of saying you spent another €1,200 on your car, which you didn't have to. The rest was all at Flickers. Right, Robin, with every heartbeat on Today FM. Robin and Clear Up with every heartbeat. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there, Ray Foley in and on. That's me, Jay Peter, as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's minding it. He's managing me today.
Baby sitting.
Cracking the whip. What have I got for you? This is RTE star Ronan Collins's daughter Jessica gets engaged after meeting boyfriend on First Dates Ireland. Jessica and Ger Lynch began their relationship as friends initially, but things turned romantic in lockdown and the couple got engaged in the Gibson Hotel recently.
Lovely.
And that's where they filmed First Dates, the Irish First Dates. So they went back to the scene of the crime, lads. Oh, hang on, let me call my...
Your Ronan Collins daughter's guy.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that works. All the papers... It's ringing. All the papers that have the story this morning. I suppose it's lovely to see, isn't it? It's nice when these dating shows work out. Hello?
Hi.
Jessica.
How's it going?
Ray Foley caller from Today FM. Congratulations!
Yay! Yay! He put a ring on it.
He put a ring on it. You went back to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And you know what the funny part was, Ray? I booked the dinner myself.
Are you
joking? Put it in my brain 2 days before. The sly man. Yep.
Hang
booked
on.
It myself.
He put it in your brain what to book the dinner.
Yeah, about 2 days out before he kept saying, maybe we should make a night of it. Maybe we should head back to the Gibson. Maybe we should. And then 48 hours later, I booked the table for dinner.
Wow.
And then back. Yeah, isn't he smart?
That's very manipulative. I'd be watching that, Jessica. That's very manipulative. That's dark. He's controlling you.
Mind control. It's even worse than I thought.
What was your experience? When were you on First Dates? It was a few years ago, was it?
Yeah, it was, oh my gosh, going back now, it was like February 2020.
Right,
so,
okay.
So we just remained friends after the show. Like, we went on a couple of dates and then stayed friends. And then when COVID hit, the big COVID, we just stayed in touch, kept each other going. And because he lives so close to my folks, I had to move back home at some stage because I work in event management and there wasn't any events.
Right.
So he ended up being my go-to guy. We ended up keeping each other going through COVID and... Ooh.
What's that expression, keeping each other going? What is that?
That's
a new one on me.
Well, you know when you live with your parents, and I love my parents, but yeah. I'd actually turned 40 just before, or just after COVID. So
right.
I was kind of having a bit of a midlife crisis going, this is not the way it's supposed to be. And then he just kind of said, don't be worrying about it. It's Grant. I'm only up the road. Come on over. So we just hang out. Listen to music, dance in the kitchen like friends.
That's it. That's the best relationships and the best marriages are the people you can hang out with and people you like spending time with. And you, as I always say, I'm married to my girlfriend. It's still the same deal. How's Dad?
Dad, great.
How's he taking it? Has he been crying? Has he been crying? Because I remember his sign off day when he was retiring from RTE.
Yeah.
He made all of us cry when he was saying goodbye to the whole audience. I was crying myself. I was standing on the platform at the Dart station listening to him.
Oh, no.
And I was getting on the train crying. Crying on public transport is not a good look, Jessica.
No. Oh, you poor pastor.
How
no,
do you react
you know
to
what?
This then? Is he still crying?
I wasn't even aware it was all going on because Jared actually approached my dad. To get his blessing the week before. So as chivalry goes and as traditions go, I have to commend Jer. He's completely set me off my feet. And again, my dad was very proud and very proud of him after he did the deed because he got down on one knee. Let's be honest here, Jer got down on one knee in the Gibson Hotel, in the restaurant, in front of everybody. Yeah, yeah.
And was it a yes straight away? You had no inkling, just a yes straight away, yeah?
You know that part of your mind where you, my inner monologue was there and it was telling me a lot, mainly to listen to what the man was saying. And then when he asked me, got down one knee, I had this really ugly face cry happening. And then I kind of got up off my chair and he kind of went, well, I better put the ring on. And he kind of looked at me and said, are you going to say yes? And then I did this whole, yeah. And it was like.
Lovely. Lovely.
Yeah, so he had to remind me. Yeah, he did great.
You're going to have to change your Facebook page, actually. On your Facebook, it says, this is Jess Collins comedy. It says, you're sexy and single. You still haven't changed it yet. Do you realise that?
Well, you that's are sexy. The business page.
One of them's gone. The comedy page. Right, okay. Oh, so you're still having a laugh then. you are doing stand-up as well, actually. You've got gigs in Cork and in the Roisin Dove coming up. That's next month, yeah?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, down in Crew Comedy on the 1st of February with Ray and the gang, and then up with Niall and the gang in Teehee and the Roisin Dove on the 23rd of February. And other gigs to follow, probably in Dublin, hopefully mid-month. But I love it. It's great crack. I'm really loving it.
Forget those dates. Have you set a date for the wedding yet?
No.
No, okay.
No.
So we'll wait and see. We'll keep an eye on the post box for the invitation, all right?
Absolutely. I'll send a save the date once we know.
Absolutely. Well, it'll be all the papers, no more than it is this morning about the engagement. Listen, congratulations and love to Dad.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.
Bye. That's lovely to see, isn't it?
And he's the perfect man for DJing at the wedding, also Ronan.
Oh, you've got the show band.
It'll
be brilliant. Dad on drums. All the show bands putting in an appearance. Fantastic. Congratulations to Jessica and indeed Ronan. Right. He's probably gardening at the moment, actually. Probably missed all that. Right, stick around. We've got years and years on the way next.
Today FM, along with Allianz Insurance and their charity.
This is such a good song. Tiesto and Tate McRae, 10:35 on Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Red Foley for Thursday. We're nearly there. We're nearly at the weekend, guys. Yeah, loads of people texting, loads of women texting, but they didn't hear the actual question being asked in the engagement. He's taking out a ring. Oh my God. The engagement is happening. He's finally popping the question that you don't read. You're too in your own head to go, wait a minute. Did he actually ask? Jessica Collins was on with us a few minutes ago. She's newly engaged. She's got a brand new fiance. And yeah, that whole thing of like, did he ask the question? And then forgetting to say yes as well. I'll never forget. And I wasn't nervous at all beforehand, but then when I was actually popping the question, I'll never forget looking at my thumb and finger, holding the ring and putting it on her finger. So she said yes, I guess. And I wasn't nervous. Like I say, I approached the whole thing like I wasn't nervous. I'm cool. And then looking at the ring in my, you know, in my hand or in my finger, between my finger and my thumb as I put it on. And my hand is wobbling because I'm so shaken with nerves. And I remember thinking, geez, I didn't realise I was nervous.
I popped the question on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
Was that an implied threat, do you think?
Well,
did she have to say yes?
She didn't have much of a choice on that score. She had no escape. And on the posh, the Audi or Audi indicator lights, left.
Oh, left. Excuse me, I'm going to make a left.
The swiping indicators, what were they?
Cascading and the other one was dynamic, we heard, that's the name for them.
Cascading indicators, dynamic indicators. Dennis says there's another name for them.
Hi, Ray, yep. I beg to differ with your previous contributor.
Already?
But those indicators are known as heartbeat lamps. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Dennis.
Ray Foley.
Heartbeat lamps.
Cheers, Dennis. Thanks for clearing that up for us. Hey, stay on Today FM. I want to play a Today FM rock song for you in a couple of minutes. And Kygo next as well.
I'm Barry Dunn.
Today FM playing the music you love, Ireland. Very good afternoon to you. It's Thursday. We're enjoying ourselves. And that's all that matters. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you? And I think Kira's over there. I think so,
but I didn't.
Everyone loves Kira King when she's.
Everyone loves Kira.
I'm sick of it.
Hello,
oh,
Kira.
Favorite time of the week.
I'm sick of it too. Yeah, I'm sick of being so liked.
We're sick of all the Kira love. Yeah. Oh, is it that time of the week again? It's Kira time. Oh.
It is indeed. How are you guys?
Pretty good. I've been watching this. Of course, Kira comes on every week to tell us what's on the telly this weekend and what's in the movies. And I've been watching. I don't know if you've seen it yourself. Oh, what's it? Something's wrong with Fleischmann. Or something's the matter with Fleischmann. Fleischmann is in trouble. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Jesse Eisenberg. Oh, and it's got Claire Danes and Lizzie Kaplan, who are fantastic in it, and Jesse Eisenberg, who plays Fleischman. And he plays, you know, Jesse Eisenberg. Mm. What was he in? He was in Facebook. He played Mark Zuckerberg in the Facebook film. What else was he in? He was in.
Was in that one with Woody Harrelson.
Zombieland.
Yes.
It? Yeah.
And in this, he plays a consultant surgeon replacing people's livers in hospitals, right? And I am not buying it because the man hasn't grown up.
Yeah. You don't want to see him walking into the operating theatre, do you?
He still looks like a teenager. Like he's still,
Hauser, yeah.
Yeah. And it's really good. It takes a pivot. Like, I'm not going to tell you what happens in it, but it's very, very good. And the women in it are fantastic. They're brilliant. So even though I'm kind of like, I'm not buying this guy is doing what he's doing, I really like the other actors in it. Yeah.
Cool story.
Well, good.
Come here. What are you talking about this week, huh?
Are we doing telly first or what are we doing?
Let's do some telly. Guys, this is one of my favourite of the year so far. Now, I know it's only January, okay? Relax, Kira. But Extraordinary on Disney Plus started streaming as of yesterday. And it has one of the funniest opening scenes of a TV show that I've watched in a while. And it would actually make those in Marvel blush.
This came out of nowhere, this one. And there's been a big burst about it this week. And they're saying this is Disney's Derry Girls.
Oh, it's set in modern day South London, and when you turn 18 in this world, you get a superpower. But unfortunately for the young Irish girl, Jen, she's 25 and her power has not manifested yet. Now, you know, I know what you're thinking. Is it just another TV show about superpowers and superheroes? And where else can we take this genre? But this is funny. It's original. It's quirky. It's dark. Some of the dialogue and throwaway comments verge on being potentially offensive, which I love. Mm. There's a lot of very filthy humour in it, which I also love as well. So the search is on for Jen's power, with a little help from her friends as well. But it doesn't do that cliche, you know, superpowers. Some of the superpowers are cliche in it, but there's a thread throughout the series where Cash, he plays the hapless boyfriend of Kari, one of the flatmates, and he decides to form a vigilante group of superheroes to protect women, which that conversation is just hilarious in itself. And the members of the group, right, their powers include summoning fish, turning literally anything into a PDF document, walking through solid walls, and this, I'm not lying to you, having a 3D printing arse.
A 3D printing arse, that's sure to come in handy. Although, in fairness, I've manufactured some of my own 3D
impressive artwork.
Yeah, but I don't think it would ever be popular on the museum scene or on the art scene. But
have you guys watched Sex Education?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well,
on Netflix,
Sex Education is brilliant. Mm. Yeah, so anyway, you should watch it, guys. It's really good. So this, to me, reminds me of a Sex Education version of Amazon Prime's The Boys.
Okay.
But this is light and dark in all the right places, and there is a brilliant, like, I'm so proud of Ireland right now. I'm so proud of all the Oscar nominations and all the movies and all the actors and all the rest.
Yeah.
And this has some brilliant Irish players in it as well. Mairead Tyre, she plays Jen. Siobhan McSweeney plays Jen's mum. She's just got funny bones.
Sister Michael from Derry Girls, yeah.
And from the Derry Girls.
They're both from Cork. Mairead is from Cork as well, apparently, yeah.
And Ardal O'Hanlon makes an appearance of sorts in this. And it's also written and produced by an Irish woman called Emma Moran. And it's also been greenlit for season two. And I finished it during the week. And it was one of those ones where I want to see the second season straight away. I just found it so funny and
cool.
So brilliant.
That's definitely worth giving a go this weekend. And like I say, it just came out. It was like a burst. It came out of nowhere. How many episodes of it are there?
There are about 8, I think.
Okay.
Now, there could be 10. I'm not sure. Sorry.
Right,
they're
okay.
About 3 to 4 minutes in length. So they're a nice, easy watch.
Excellent. Give it a go. Extraordinary on Disney Plus, streaming as of yesterday. And one more TV show, Shrinking, on Apple TV.
Yes, I'm also very excited about this. And it only kind of came on my radar last week. So Ted Lasso co-creator Bill Lawrence, he's teamed up with the Ted Lasso actor Brett Goldstein. And for those of you that do not know, he plays Roy Kent.
Oh, and, yeah. There's huge buzz about him. Because the Roy
he's
Kent
amazing.
Actor, apparently he's phenomenal as a writer. Like, that's where he originally started as a writer on the show. And then they said to him, we can't find anyone to play this Roy Kent style character. Mm-hmm. Will you do it? And he did it. And, of course, he's gone stratospheric. Oh. He's gone into the Marvels now. He made an appearance at the end of, wasn't it Thor? Love and Thunder recently?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. And they've also kind of teamed up with Jason Segel. Why am I stumbling over that?
Segel.
Segel, yeah.
Yeah.
So It stars Jason Segel. He's a widowed therapist. That seems to be a little bit of a trend in TV shows because we had that with Steve Carell in The Patient.
Oh.
But anyway, he suddenly decides to break the rules of therapy and he starts telling his clients exactly what he thinks. He's obviously trying to get over the death of his wife, and every day a very hungover Jimmy, who he plays, heads to work at the Cognitive Behavioural Therapy Centre and he struggles to stay engaged. The cast in this is brilliant. His neighbour is played by Kristen Miller. You'd know her from Scrubs. Harrison Ford also makes an appearance as a supervisor, Paul Rhodes. Do you know Harrison Ford is 80 years of age, guys?
And he's still, and he seems to be doing projects at the moment that he's just, that only mm-hmm. just for the crack, that really interest him. I saw the trailer for this and I thought it was a movie, but no, it's going to be, they're getting a full series out of it.
Yep. The first two episodes drop on Apple TV tomorrow, and I'd imagine there's going to be a Ted Lasso arc of healing and redemption and all that sort of stuff. Reviews are kind of mixed.
Okay.
Some say it's making Ted Lasso look subtle. Others are saying it's a feel-good show about grief and healing. I'm very excited about it, though.
Okay, Shrinking on Apple TV. We'll have a look at movies in a couple of minutes as well. Kira's on with us. Anthony, we're missing 0874 100 102. I have this thing. The Swedish House Mafias, and don't you worry, child, this is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon, good day, welcome on. It's Thursday, here comes the weekend. With the movies. One big, biggest movie this weekend. Kira King. It's Kira King. Yes, God, it's Kira King. But we never give you a proper introduction or your own, so
that's okay. That's okay.
Ray, stop.
Thanks, Doctor.
Ray, you should really get that scene too.
He's a drama queen.
I got an awful bruise. I woke up this morning and I had an awful bruise. Do you ever have these bruises where you're like, geez, how did I get that? Hang on, I'll show you. Look at this.
Oh, that's a doozy. Where? What part? See, what I'm looking at a big bruise mm-hmm. on a large expanse of flesh.
It's not going to be anywhere.
What, what part of your body am I looking at, Ray?
I want you to close your eyes, and I want you,
okay.
I want you to visualize my groin, and I want
oh God, Ray.
I want you're welcome, and I want you to go move over right. Move right over onto my left, from your
thigh,
right
to your thigh,
over my where my thigh meets sort of my overhang,
like your hip. Is it your hip, Ray? Did you have drink taken when you had this accident?
I didn't. I don't think I did.
Although I don't
remember when it happened.
It's not convincing. Oh dear!
I bruise like a peach, though.
He does.
Kira, I bruise like a peach. Let's have a look at the Fablemans. This is this is the Spielberg sort of. Is this actually the story of his childhood and him growing up, or is it just a dramatization, a larger than life version of it?
I think it's a thinly disguised semi autobiographical account of Steven Spielberg and his family. Except instead of Steven Spielberg, we have little Sammy Fableman, who falls in love with movies after his parents take him to see The Greatest Show on Earth. Now, this is hot off the back of 7 Oscar nominations. Wow. And it's out in Irish cinemas tomorrow. So it tells a story about Sammy. He starts making his own films at home, much to the delight of his supportive mother. And that's just a basic premise of what actually goes on in the movie. I mean, it is Steven Spielberg. We pretty much know by now that he can make a movie. I think we can all agree on that.
He knows what he's doing.
So this is almost like Steven Spielberg Inception. It's a movie about Steven Spielberg, made by Steven Spielberg, and it must be causing like a head mess for the Academy. The reviews are brilliant. Michelle Williams is supposed to give an incredible performance as Mitzi Fableman. It's supposed to be beautifully shot, but I just don't know if I care enough to see the life story of Steven Spielberg and how he came to be. And I don't mean that in a cruel or dismissive way. I just mean, I know how talented he is. I love his movies. He's going to be celebrated long after he leaves this planet. But do I need to see a dramatization thereof of his life? I don't think so.
That he made himself as well. It's a bit indulgent, isn't it?
It reminds me of Dawson's Creek. Do you remember the character of Dawson in Dawson's Creek? And he wants to be a famous movie director and he makes Joey watch all those films. And then kind of at the final episode of Dawson's Creek, when it finished up, you see Dawson as the famous movie director. And there's kind of a little bang of that about it. And again, I don't want to take away from the brilliance of Steven Spielberg. It's obviously nominated for 7 Oscars. as I said, we know he can make a new movie. We know he can make a brilliant movie. Mm. But I just, I don't know, will I be rushing to the cinema to see it? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, those that have seen it or whatever. But, and I also think, I think I know what the problem is as well. I think that I'm so excited and I want the Irish to win every single Oscar nomination that they're up for in the Oscars. And then you've got Steven Spielberg and he's, I mean, he's got Oscar winner written all over him, doesn't he?
Yeah, this is interesting.
He's
yeah.
dripping in them. He's dripping in them.
He's dripping in Oscars and nominations. So, I don't know.
Yeah, lots of love for Keira Again. It's ridiculous. Thanks, guys. I was feeling a bit run down. It turns out all I needed was my recommended weekly allowance of Keira King. Love the show even more when she's on, from Helen and Yall. Helen, get out.
Oh,
get out, you're barred.
Thank you, Helen.
And Ray, tell Keira King on video that Jesse Eisenberg was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What?
Which episode was he in? Because I love him.
Did he guest star on that?
He must have guest starred.
You love Brooklyn Nine-Nine or you love Jesse Eisenberg?
I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, I never stuck with it. I gave it a few goes, but and I've, the clips that you'd see shared, random clips, you're like, oh, this is so good. The Backstreet Boys one.
That opening was one of the best openings of all time.
Amazing. From Kev. Kev, thanks for the text. Keira, thanks for coming on. Fablemans, if you're up for it. Oh, by the way, actually, of course, the Oscar nominations was a couple of days ago. What's better, Colleen Kewan or Banshees of Inisherin?
Ooh, it's like Sophie's Choice, Ray. Yeah. And don't even get me started on Paul Mescal up against Colin Farrell because I can't decide who I want to win more, you know? Colleen Kewan. Ah, look, Colleen Kewan just brought me somewhere. I'm still thinking about it. It's absolutely and utterly so breathtakingly beautiful and quiet, just like its name. I hope for the Irish language, for Ireland, for the creators, for that little girl who stars in it, I hope they bring home the Oscar.
Keira King, legend. Thank you very much, man.
Ray Foley.
Have a lovely weekend. Bye.
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone. That's it.
Bye. No, I'm here. I'm here. Am I still in there?
That's bye. See you later.
Bye.
We've got Gavin James on the way. And your cash machine call is worth over 30 grand. That's coming up. Weekend breakfast with Always. The lovely Gavin James and Always. Today, FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley, Thursday. There's JP.
How are you?
Feeling nice. 0874-100-102. Ray, you heard yelling yesterday in your home. And today you woke up with bruising on your body. I'm 100% your gaff needs an exorcist from Keith. Keith, you're right. It's a banshee beating me up. Ray, you think it's strange waking up with a bruise? I woke up this morning with pen ink all over my foot from Marie.
Marie, is there a child in the house? Come on now. That didn't get there by accident.
Do you think you did it yourself or did someone else do it to you? Or do you live alone? Whoa, spooky. And Anna texted, she said, we're talking about the Fablemans, the movie. It's out tomorrow in cinemas. And Anna texted to say, my 7-year-old just shouted in from the kitchen, who's Steven Steelsberg? No, hang on. Who's Steven Steelsbert? Steven Steelsbert, love the show. Hey,
come on. No way.
Steven Spielberg's new movie. Steelsberg. I can't even say it.
JFM's Cash
Machine. Steven Steelsberg's new movie. The Fablemans in cinemas this weekend. All right, 30 grand plus on the line.
I'll be waiting.
Kinder Crew, I'll be waiting. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. What a lovely song. What a lovely talented. Just these people with talent. I tell you what, I've always had a rule in my radio work.
Right.
I've always insisted on no talent.
Yeah, you've insisted on working with the least talent.
And I've flourished.
Yeah.
It's never set me wrong. What's this other view? Operation Transformation. Did you watch Operation Transformation last night?
I've seen other episodes.
Yeah, it was a big episode last night. Operation Transformation bosses insist leader Lorraine Dempsey takes a break from the plan amid burnout fears. They've looked at Lorraine. Of course, she's thrown herself into it. And they're like, take it easy, Lorraine. Relax. Step back from the plan. I did that about 12 years ago.
Ray Foley.
I think there were a lot of burnout fears, so I just decided to give it a break. And I never went back. Stick around. Coldplay next.
Greener choices.
Even after all this time.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Lewis Capaldi on Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley in the afternoon. The boy can sing. Say what you like.
He can sing, I was just saying, Lewis can sing.
How dare you? got some devastating news, actually.
Oh, no.
Some terrible news.
Oh. Do you need to leave work early or something?
No, it's not. It's not personal. Now. Well, it's kind of personal news, but it's more like on a national scale. It's really bad news.
Is there like a yellow warning or something?
Ben didn't have it in the news at 4 o'clock, so I said, and Matt isn't until half. So I suppose it's up to me now to deliver the devastating news to the nation. Horrific, terrible, awful news.
It must be bad.
It's dreadful.
Is it the worst?
It's the worst news. Okay. I've got the worst news. Do you want the bad news or the awful news? Because that's all I've got.
Just give me both.
We're covering on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show next week. Yeah. Yeah. Can I ask? I'm sure I'm not the only one to ask this question. What's going on with Ian Dempsey's holidays? This cute tourism that's going on here.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Taking a week off before the brand new St. Bridget's Day bank holiday. That's ridiculous, that is. That's tearing the arse out of a Dempsey. I'm not having it. Well, I am having it. Because I'm covering next week. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, 6 to 9 a.m. And we're looking for your kickstart songs, actually. We'd like, if you're up for having the chats at 7 a.m. every morning. As you know, Ian does the kickstart song. He's got, does he still have the shower radios or are we doing the breakfast bowls? What's
I think it's shower radios. But don't quote me in that. I'll check, Ray.
I saw the big box of breakfast bowls out there as well. Do you know what? We could do both. He'd be raging. Himself and Charlie be raging. I tell you what, Sean, it would be rigging us the riot act. We give away both. Anyway, Ian's got prizes for his competitions. And we'll be doing that every morning next week around 7 a.m. If you want to pick a kickstart song each weekday, excuse me, next week. I'm just getting very emotional. Okay? I'm going to miss Ian. I'm just getting very emotional.
I can see you tearing up, yeah.
I'm crying at the prospect of my alarm going off at 4:30 every morning next week. So if you want to pick the kickstart song, it's a song to wake the nation up, to give everyone a kick in the butt, out of the bed and into life. Monday to Friday next week at 7 a.m. If you have a song in mind, yeah, give it a percolate on it. Think on if there's an ideal tune for you, your favourite tune, or there's a story to go with it. 0874 100 102, you can text now, or better yet, hop on the website todayfm.com/kickstart. By way of inspiration.
Oh, now,
wouldn't this be lovely now at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Now I'm awake.
Any more of this ilk, we'll be delighted to have you on the radio with us next week on Breakfast. todayfm.com/kickstart. Jump on in there with your song suggestions and your stories. We'd love to chat to you next week. Early mornings on Today FM. Pack it up, pack it in. Going nuts now, really. How's the pain? Jump around Today FM. Clearly inspiring you for your choices. For the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show kickstart song next week. We're looking for your kickstarts. Jump onto the website todayfm.com/kickstart and put in your selections. We've got loads. We've got Strokes last night. A song. Yeah. Billy Joel or Joel?
Either way, it's good.
Uptown Girl. Aha, the sun always shines on TV. Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True. Yes. Christina Aguilera, Dirty. Keep the suggestions coming. Hop on the website.
Should have seen it coming.
Girls Aloud. Today FM. Playing the music you love. That's called Jump. 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 Speaking of jumping, read House of Pain jump around a couple of minutes ago. For our kickstart, you know what I'm trying to say, kickstart song suggestions. I will be on next week, so if you want to get it in, it's todayfm.com/kickstart and we'll put you in to win a breakfast show on Shell Radio. Washing yourself while you're listening to us. I mean, it seems like a juxtaposition, doesn't it? A contradiction. So much you didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do House of Window Pain.
Yeah.
Or jump around hip-hop crew House of Pain. Tell us to get down to their latest window shop for some great January deals while they last.
Yeah.
Well, they're selling windows these days, aren't they?
That's a window pane, yeah.
We didn't get to do Nadine Coyle Meow. Nadine Coyle Meow. Yeah. Where Girls Aloud's Nadine Coyle comes in and covers the Paul Simon classic, Call Me Al in Nadine Coyle Me Al. And we didn't get to do Kimberly Mikado Walsh. Yeah. We're Girls Aloud's Kimberly Walsh tells us that she's been hired as the new face of Kimberly Mikado Biscuits in Kimberly Mikado Walsh. So good stuff. I just got some great news.
Yeah.
Matt Cooper is on the way next.
When life gets put on pause,